people came and they asked John, "What should we do?" And John said, "Be kind. If you have more coats than you need, give one away. If you're collecting money, don't collect any more than what you need for your purchase. If you have power and force on your side, do not abuse it." These were things that needed to be said. We know that all sorts of abuses happened back then, that it was easy, that there were few checks on our social life. And there are things that still need to be said. We know that cruelty and unkindness are still too much a part of our world. Be kind. It's harder than it sounds, though, isn't it? To really think about how we are kind to one another every day, all of the time. Even those people who annoy us, be kind. And here's the real catch. John is the first one. It gets harder from here on out. Be kind is the ground John is trying to lay so that when Jesus shows up, Jesus, the Messiah, who has the really tough things to say, people might have a slightly easier time hearing them and doing them. Kindness, difficult as that is not the last word. If you flip to a different part of the Bible, it talks about the fruits of the Spirit. Kindness is listed among these. Because I worked for Camp and David Campbell for so long, I can tell you that the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Gentleness and self-control. There are 9 of them. So I spent part of the week thinking about all of them together and wondering whether if you put kindness in that group, if it was really enough, if that was a decent summary of everything Jesus will show up in just a few verses. He's coming very soon. When Jesus shows up, of everything he will say. And I wasn't quite sure where to go with that. It's a good list. It's a hard list, those 9 things. To try and live in all of them fully will exhaust you repeatedly. But a good kind of exhaustion, sort of like after a strenuous workout exhaustion, it's worth attempting. And it gets a little easier most of the time. And I realized that the problem was not so much the words and how we set any of them, but how we understood them. It is far easier, after all, to be kind to those we love. It's easier to forgive them. It's easier to have patience with their idiosyncrasies and all of those other things that can drive us nuts with the person in the next office space over. But it's not enough just to talk about those. We are called to be Christians, to become Christ-like, to move our behavior closer to God's. And as much as kindness is an attribute of God, it's also something we can usually agree that everyone can agree on. If you have more stuff than you need, you should share with those who don't have enough. Most people in most religions who spend time thinking about this can get there. We're called to something different. The Old Testament has a word that's used for the kind of love God has. In Hebrew, it's chesed. And millennia of scholars tell us that it's not directly translatable. You see it sometimes as loving kindness. If you listen to the Psalms carefully, every now and then we stumble on that, and then I smile and laugh to myself. The other one you see is steadfast love. But neither of them really get it. It's one of those words that's a concept as much as it's a word. And Hesed is love, it's loyalty, it's devotion, all at the same time, so overlapped you can't really pull them apart. So loving kindness is part of it. That steadfast covenant faithfulness is part of it. But you can't take those away from the love and the kindness and that commitment to keep showing up that God has always shown us. So I was pondering this yesterday and Friday when I was reading the news about the shooting in Connecticut, where 27 children died in an elementary school shooting. And I thought, as this story unfolds, we will hear acts of kindness and of love. If you read the news, you already see this, the behavior of the teachers and their protection towards their students. We will see it more and more, I think, in the next couple of days, as a community that is blindsided by this sort of action and grief, reach out to one another. And that is good. And there are certainly wonderful things in that. But I couldn't help but think, but we are called to something more. And as I've read petition after petition to ask people to pray this Sunday and to remember these families and this community and in many ways the state of Connecticut and our nation as we grapple with what happened, I thought what we need more of is not just the kindness that people will speculate for too long may or may not have been able to prevent this, but we need the steadfast love as people say unforgivable things, as people ponder questions that are hard. We need the love of God imbued through every one of those actions and those reactions. Because it is in that kind of love that we survive. And as hard as it is to imagine, it is in that kind of love, in the face of the horrible and the unspeakable, that we manage to thrive. Amen.